My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. So good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Thank you for making Chosen Generation Radio, again, the number one show on the TECNTV.com network. And we've added some great programming going to be added starting next week. Latinas for Trump is going to be starting their program right after mine. Of course, Texas Fully Loaded is on as well. Randy Perham, who ran for Congress in Alaska, is on after Texas Fully Loaded in the afternoons. Just a lot of really, really good programming. And some programming from around the world, like our good friend Dave McQuell, who broadcasts out of Africa. And so, and then David Lowry, who was just on with me, will be starting his program at 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And, of course, the flagship show, which is The Exceptional Conservative on the Exceptional Conservative Network, the founder of the network, Kenneth McClinton. We're excited for the growth and for what's happening and what God's doing. and grateful to everyone and all of our contributors, John Euler and Mr. Curtis and all of the contributors here at TECN TV. And you can watch us right here at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. The player is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I'm excited to welcome my next guest to the program, and we do this twice a month with Freedom Encounters co-founder, right? Because one half, no, founder. Are you founder? Co-founder. You're freezing. Founder.
Oh no.
No. Oh. Yeah, you keep sticking. It keeps going.
Really?
Yeah. Strange.
Oh, that is strange.
Yeah.
No, I'm the founder, Greg.
Founder. Okay. Ken Thornburg, the founder of Freedom Encounters. And your partner, your lovely bride, yeah. Sylvia, who does a great deal of teaching as well, and I know I get a lot of compliments from the people who watch the Victory Over Spiritual Conflict that I would recommend for everyone to watch. But they say, "Oh my gosh, we love Sylvia. We really appreciate her." So she does a great job. Great job.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, so I want to, you know, there's a lot that's happening in the world, a lot that's going on. We can get, obviously, and we should. I mean, it's not minutiae. We got to get concerned about the agendas, the Islamic agenda, the secular humanistic agenda, the, you know, the communist party, the progressive issue, the LGBTQ agenda, which is the perversion of our children, which again, you know, that's all tied to the whole trans thing and what's happening with that, the child sex trafficking and all of this stuff that's you know, that's all a part of this that's going on. So Ken, but I want to step back, putting all of that stuff is out on the table, but now to step back and get some perspective of what is this table, and you know, who's what's running the table. You know, we look at, you know, the Queen of England passed, Charles steps up, becomes the king. There's a lot of questions, and there have been, I mean, video after video after video about, you know, William. I mean, this goes back a number of years now, 7, 8, 9, 10 years even, that, you know, it appears that perhaps William might be, you know, the next guy stepping up into this. And, you know, people trying to guess and figure out who's the Antichrist. So there you go. I've laid this all out in so much as you can, you know, as the Lord will allow you to share. I'd love to hear your perspective on all this stuff.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, because we always know more than the Lord allows us to share sometimes. In the book of Daniel, I think it's chapter 7, there are three steps talked about in the final days. And actually, as you read the book of Revelation that talks about this time, even though some of it's literal and some of it's figurative, it really is covering these. And the fact that there's three steps. So what you just described is step number one is desolation.
Okay.
The abomination that causes desolation. And if there's anybody listening or watching today that doesn't think that there is abomination causing desolation, they've been asleep in bed for years, maybe decades, because this has just continued to rise and rise and rise. It's not stopping. And I like what John Eldred just said In fact, he had a chapter titled this, something like it, in his new book called Resilient, which if people haven't purchased and read, they need to run to their store and get a copy yesterday. And it is that we want things to go back to normal, the way it was pre-pandemic. Well, maybe pre-desolation time. And the fact is, it ain't going to happen. And nobody is more sorrowful about that than you and I, Greg. I mean, wouldn't we love to see things go back to normal? The problem is that the enemy is working really hard to get people to accept a new normal. Mm-hmm. Think about the days of Noah. It's just nothing but sin and anger and hatred and violence and everything all over the place. Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing. Everyone was doing what was right in their eyes, the Word of God says. That became normal, except for a remnant. That was the new normal, and today this is the new normal.
Right.
The abomination that causes desolation is totally normal. What has happened is that the people have become blind. And I'm talking about people as a whole. They become ignorant. And they've been looking out for centuries further for the Lord's return. And as I was, John Eldridge and I had a talk some time back, and one of the conclusions we made is this, and I'm going to read it to you because I just shared it at a men's retreat of businessmen in Colorado. I said, the return of Christ is much more sudden and far sooner than even many contemporary prophets believe. When Jesus says that things are going to look just like in the day of Noah and the days of Lot, okay, that's scripture, it sure implies that here on earth things are going to look fairly normal at the sudden return of Jesus. People won't be huddled in their basements because of a global meltdown, even though there will be catastrophes like floods, hurricanes, and famine, but there has been for decades, centuries. Because that is and has been normal for a long time. And then the question is, didn't it appear normal when Mary and Joseph walked into Bethlehem? Of course, the answer is yes. You see, the Word of God says people are going to be buying and selling and having weddings, giving away people in marriage and having parties and that sounds awfully normal to me, but it's a new normal to some degree, and then suddenly Jesus will come. And that's what these end times are. The other thing that we talked about in Daniel is the falling away.
Right.
Yep, 2 Thessalonians 2 in verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Hmm. Well, he will be revealed soon. I believe it's going to be soon. I'm not going to put any date on it, because thank God, I'm not God. And that's the good news. But there is a time it's coming soon. He is preparing his world setup, Greg.
Now, let me ask you, when you think about that term, the son of perdition will be revealed, we're not talking about the Antichrist there, or are we?
I believe we are.
So the son of perdition and the Antichrist would be interchangeable figures.
Yes. Exactly.
And then relative to what you're thinking of in terms of the beast.
Yeah.
Person or or entity, like you know, like a
system.
So like the one world order kind of thing for as an example, and of course, excuse me, we're watching a lot of this stuff take place
In real time.
Yep. My personal declarations are in force and executed now.
That's really, exactly.
Well, I know, because you know, I mean, we're exposing on a large platform things, you know, even though there are things that we aren't exposing, but there's enough that we are exposing even in these moments. That, you know, should arm believers to get engaged in for certain the prayer aspect of this.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I was sharing with this group is a word that 10 years ago God gave Sylvia and me when we were complaining about the results of a certain election.
30 seconds. 30 seconds on this side. So I tell you what, why don't we do this? Hold that.
Okay.
And when we come back on the other side, I'd love for you to share, as you are free to do, about that word.
Yeah.
That God gave you. Because, you know, in our time this morning, you know, God had me read in the prayer time, Psalm 37. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, Ken, you were talking, and I want you to share with the audience what you and Sylvia were shown. But before we do that, just you were talking about the falling away. And, of course, yeah. I've had George Barnum. We're going to be getting George back on the program. Our time shift kind of threw things off for George. But you know, he's talked about, I mean, in his research, it's something like 6 to 8% of those claiming Christian actually hold to Christian values, including things like absolute truth. And now we have the story that you know just took place September 17th, 2022. The 7th Congress of Leaders of World and Traditional Religions of the Human Fraternity document, which was created by Pope Francis of the Vatican and financed and promoted by Mohammed bin Zayed of the UAE. The question is, who did they forget? We'll talk about that in just a second. But what it is it is a framework on which one world religion of Chrislam will operate. And who they forgot? They forgot Jesus Christ, Ken. But, I mean, what does that sound like?
It sounds like the false prophet spoken of in Scripture at the end times. Remember that the largest number of so-called Christians in every survey are Roman Catholic. But very few of them, not all of them, but very few of them are born-again believers. They're Catholics, but they're not Christians. So the leader just wants to take them further and further and further away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. That's total compromise, once again, you know, creating this comfort culture that we're in. I tell you, it's the Word of God in the 2 Thessalonians and in Daniel 7 in the Old Testament, in the book of Revelation, all coming to pass in front of our eyes if anyone wants eyes to see the truth.
Right.
So the thing that the Lord had shared with us when we were complaining to him about this election, he said, ask me for this nation. And people are going, huh? Wait a minute, we're a Christian nation.
Yeah.
No, we're not. And he said, ask me for this nation. This nation is not walking in my kingdom, and you know it.
Right.
It must come down. You know it well. He says, pray for good. Pray for me to move among the people. But don't pray for Babylon. Mm. He referred to the United States as Babylon. Go into the book of Revelation. Look up Babylon. Read what it has to say. If that isn't indicative of the United States, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Nothing could be more indicative of it than what you read right there. He said, don't pray for Babylon, for it's already judged. This nation is not the nation that I birthed. Do right. not lament for it, for surely the kingdom of that spirit is passing away. It cannot stand, for it is unrighteous. Do not lament for unrighteousness, but rejoice that righteousness is arising. You are of my nation, my kingdom. Don't lament. Rejoice. For the king is coming. The king of righteousness is coming. And Ken, that is your leader. Look to him.
Yeah.
You see, it says, don't align with this world system and the things of this world. That's one of those things he was saying. Don't align with it. Don't accept the new norm.
Right.
Don't just accept LGBTQ.
Right.
It's still only 5% of the population. What about the other 95%?
Well,
all of a sudden our rights are being destroyed.
Except that we've allowed them to take over the schools and the school children.
Uh-huh.
And according to Barna's research,
yes.
between in the age group between 18 and 25,
yeah.
39% of them claim to be LGBTQ. 39%.
Wow.
So we can't any longer just rest on, well, it's just this small minority. What we need to understand is that the delusion and the perversion, you know, Romans 1 has come to pass, right? You know, yep. and you know, 2 Thessalonians has come to pass, and this is the delusion. The good news, and this is the power, the good news is that the power of the name of Jesus Christ rests with us.
Absolutely.
And we have got to start declaring his yep. name, and yep. we will see a change when we do that. Atmospheric change will happen when we will profess the name of Jesus Christ. The darkness must draw back when the light is shined upon it. And we've run out of time. Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. Be sure and check it out. We'll have a lot more next week. No, in 2 weeks.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, it is a joy to have you with me, and it is a joy to be joining the Hill Country Patriot Radio and the Matt Long Show, Mr. Matt Long himself. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
And welcome to the Hill Country. Good to have you as well.
Well, we're supposed to stay incognito. That's the new thing, right? So, have you figured out what your incognito name is going to be?
I've been trying to, I've been working on that. I kind of put all the letters in my name with Scrabble tiles and tried to rearrange them to come up with another name using the same letters. But I'm just not there yet. And by the way, I think it's too late for you and me and for probably most people out there. Folks, what we're talking about is becoming more and more evident that the intimidation from the progressives is working. There are more and more conservatives. We were just talking
with people are already. I mean, the reality here is that if you are presuming that they don't have your name or that you are somehow insulated from all of this, you're misinformed, quite frankly, because the reality is that they already do have your information. They know who everybody is. It's not brand new. It's not brand new news. They very clearly know exactly who people are. And you're not hiding. And I would suggest that the other piece to this, Matt, has to do with understanding our responsibility before God. And I think that's, you know, I think that's really a big part of this, is understanding that we have a responsibility before the Lord, and one of the biggest areas where the attack is the most insidious has to do with the children and what's happening in the schools. And
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that a lot of things Congressman Roy just said to us was that it's not the federal government who is directly involved in what's going on in our public schools right now. It's your local school boards that are making these decisions, and it is the local, as we know, the Kerrville Public Library openly displaying child pornography on a table low enough for children to see it right in front of the children's section. That's not the federal government making them do that. That is your local library, your local city council, your local county commissioners that are doing that. And so we need to be standing openly against that right here locally.
Well, and that is really the issue. I mean, the issue that we're faced with today, honestly, is that we have got to start seeing a recognition. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Matt, but if you're not familiar with who your neighbors are, you need to be. You need to know who your neighbors are. You know, we are watching. Look what just happened to the man who was going and helping and assisting in Pennsylvania with women that were considering making the choice of ending a life, their own child's life, the issue of abortion. And he was what's called a sidewalk counselor. He was an individual who would go and help these women by counseling them. And he had taken and praying with them. And he had taken his 12-year-old son. And back in 2020, he and his 12-year-old son were on the sidewalk in front of one of these places. And a pro-abortion radical came up and started screaming and cussing and calling him names and so on. And he said, "Hey, you know, I got my 12-year-old son here. I'd appreciate it if you would, you know, just clean up your language, you know, for me." And the guy proceeded to go from the father to the son and to get into the 12-year-old son's face and scream at the 12-year-old son to the point that the father said, "Hey, you know, you need to back off from my son. You need to not be getting on him, and this is like a physical assault of my son, so you need to stop now." And he wouldn't, and so the father defended his son and shoved the man away from his boy. And the man decided to press charges against the father. It was looked at by authorities there in Philadelphia, and they determined to dismiss the charges because the guy that was trying to press the charges is the one who started it all. And 2 years later now, we've got the out-of-control Department of Justice or Department of Injustice and the federal bums going in armed and arresting this man. And go ahead.
Let me sorry to interrupt you, but this is the story where he had already spoken to the authorities on this. They had peacefully come up and spoken to him, and he said, "Yeah, I'll appear. I'll do whatever you need me to do." And so they had. That's what That's where it left it until 2 days later they showed up with a SWAT team at his door, even though he already said he was going to cooperate. Am I getting these two? Is that the same story?
No. This is Mark Halk from LifeSite News. This isn't even in. Mainstream media still isn't picking this up. Mainstream media is still not picking this up. This is LifeSite News, Mark Halk in Pennsylvania, and he's the father of five. And they showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning and pounding on the door and screaming and yelling and hollering, and they surrounded the house, rifles drawn, and then they came into the home, and at first they didn't even present a warrant. And the mom, his wife, was like, you know, what are you doing and why are you doing this? And finally, they brought the warrant in. Well, once they brought the warrant in, and then, of course, his kids were told to go upstairs. But from upstairs, it's an open layout, so they can see down. They see exactly what's happening to their dad. Well, then they were crying, and they were, you know, out on the porch, apparently. And finally, the FBI gets the warrant, and some of the agents see what this is actually about. And she said they appeared to be somewhat embarrassed. Some of the agents appeared to be somewhat embarrassed. And, of course, the dad, you know. But, folks, this is, and I said this in Kerrville the other night when you guys had, and by the way, that was an incredible gathering, Boots and Barbecue, Frederick Tea Party did an awesome, awesome job. And Jason Jones and Don Huffines and Chip Roy and Wade Miller, great presentation. It was a great night. But I said to the people that were all sitting there, look, the fact that we are here tonight calling into question and suggesting that the state of Texas could in fact declare an Article 1, Section 10 invasion of the state, that along with that, with doing that, it means that any one of us could have our doors kicked down by federal agents who have declared that, oh, we're a danger, we're a militant, militia, violent, extremist group, because we probably all own guns, and we have Bibles, and Betsy Ross flags, and constitutions. Those all make us, and don't tread on me, those all make us a part of what they now refer to as the militant, violent extremists, Matt. Well, and I'm just suggesting, you need to know who your neighbor is. You need to have a plan. You need to have a plan for what you're going to do if your neighbors are assaulted by unlawful entry by these unlawful entities. You need to have a plan, and you need to talk to your sheriff and find out what is his plan to defend you. What does the sheriff in your county intend to do to defend you from the unlawful behavior of this supposed federal agency?